Well, we're voting on the increasing emissions, or sorry, reducing the emissions from vehicles by at the year with targets for 2025 and indeed again to 2030. Significant reductions in greenhouse gas emissions from cars, and that's very important from an Irish point of view, because we have overall we have to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, carbon dioxide and methane, and carbon dioxide comes is one of the major emissions from transport. So, and we're takers of cars. We don't design them. We don't manufacture them. We are just takers of this. So it's in our interest to ensure that they're manufactured to a high standard that can and can that can have low the low emissions. So we'll be voting for those targets because we see that Ireland is needs to reduce its emissions in this area. There's a lot of emphasis we hear on agriculture, and indeed agriculture is playing its part. But I think there's a huge gap there in what we're doing in the transport area, and such something such as this in ensuring that new vehicles will have ambitious reduction mechanisms put in place is important. And also there's increased targets for electric vehicles as well, and for production of vehicles and for availability of vehicles. So that suits us too. That's what we want to do, increase electric vehicles and cut down on emissions from traditional type vehicles.
And while this might be led by politicians, you really need to have industry on board, really, and the public as well. How do you feel both will react?
Well, there's obviously some pushback from industry and from the countries that manufacture the cars. There's some pushback from them. They want to stretch out the targets, but that you're always going to get that give and take. I think from a consumer point of view, the consumers very much welcome this. They want to reduce their emissions. They're very conscious of the targets that are in place for Ireland, that have been there since the Paris Agreement, and we need to play our part. And we can't, in many cases, we can't do this because we're just takers of the manufacturing of the vehicle type that we import.
And can you give us an indication of the timescale for these to be enforced? So will it actually, if it's passed tomorrow, does it, you know, when will we see that the companies will have to actually act on these new targets?
Well, the targets, yeah. If the targets that will be accepted will be there, there will be specific reductions by the year 2025. So that's very short time. Like, we're 7 years. So companies are going to have to dramatically change how they produce these vehicles and really focus on emissions, because it's not going to do it voluntarily. So it's only by putting strong targets in place that we can ensure that we can reduce our emissions from the transport area.
And Ireland as a whole, I mean, there is focus on whether we're doing enough. Are we relying on Europe to force our hand in this area?
No, we're not doing enough in the transport area, and I think that's clear. And the minister I know would say that himself, that we're not doing enough in the transport area. We need to do more. We need to focus on increasing the usage of electric vehicles. We need to look at our public transport as well. And we have, and I know there's there are proposals to ensure that buses are removed from diesel buses to electric buses. We need to do that. And it's not just one solution, but it's a myriad of solutions, particularly in the public transport area. We need to do much more, as indeed reduce our dependence on vehicles, and also make sure that the vehicles we are using have targets or have emissions that satisfy requirements.